Alfalfa stands thin naturally with age. But winter can also have an impact on plant mortality. Each winter is a little different in Wisconsin, and this one was no exception. Some points this winter we had minus 30 degree temperatures for multiple nights, followed that by rain and then frozen ice. Next several weeks, we're going to have a chance to assess these stands and see which ones survived the winter well, and which ones we might need to consider doing something else with. Now, plant counts aren't our best indicator of future yield in alfalfa stands, because the alfalfa crown, if it's healthy, will get larger with age if space allows it, and produce more stems. If the crown is unhealthy and getting smaller, it produces fewer stems. So our better predictor is actually doing what is called a stem count. Now, to perform a stem count, we need to wait until the alfalfa is about 6 inches to 10 inches in height, and we want to pick out a 1 or 2 square foot area and count the total number of stems that are over 2 inches of height within that area. And if we repeat this process across the field in about 10 locations, we'll get a pretty good assessment of what the yield potential of that field is going to be. Our target is counting an average of 55 stems per square foot or more. If we hit that, good news. You should expect about 100% of your normal yield. If our stem counts across those individual areas are 39 stems or less, you're likely going to see some significantly lower yields, and this may be a great candidate for replacing or doing something else with. It's those fields where the stem counts are in between, from 40 up to 55 stems per square foot, where we need to spend a little bit more time evaluating. I hate to say it, but we're going to have to do some manual labor here and dig up some of those plants. And we're going to take a knife and we're going to cut that crown and taproot open and examine the inside of the plant to make sure it's healthy or not. A healthy root and crown should be totally white, maybe a light cream color. And what we're trying to assess is how discolored and what the extent of that discoloration might be through that crown and taproot. If 30% of that stand is showing some discoloration and more than 50% of the root or crown have that discoloration, we know that we're going to have significantly lower yield in that field that season. And this might also make a great candidate for replacing or maybe replacing after harvesting first cut hay. In situations where we've intentionally seeded some grass with our alfalfa, if we don't mind that, grass will thicken up a little bit with age, and it'll make up for some of this yield shortfall, but not everything. Publication A3620 is available through the Learning Store at UW-Madison if you'd like to learn more about assessing your alfalfa stand. This is Gene Schrieffer, UW-Madison Extension, Ag Educator.